Back again with John MacArthur in the Grace to You audio blog. If you haven't heard, there's a discussion underway at gty.org. When John is done, get the info on how to get involved.
Now, the question was why he created. And of course, the first answer is because he wanted to. And that's the best and truest answer. The next question is, why did he want to? And the answer to that question is pretty obvious. He wanted to because he intended to display his glory. And creation gave him another opportunity to put his glory on display to heavenly angels as well as to mankind who would come to appreciate his great creative power. In Revelation 4:11, it says, "Worthy art thou, our Lord and our God, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou didst create all things, and because of thy will they existed and were created." I told you, he did it because he wanted to. He did it because he wanted to do it. And he desired to do it for the very reason that eternally, in his presence, he will be praised and glorified for this immense display of creative power, which puts his majesty and his nature on display. In Isaiah 43, verse 7, Isaiah 43, verse 20, he says, "I did it for my glory. I did it for my glory." And within this creation, he made man. And to take it one step beyond, he not only did it to display his glory, his great massive intelligence, massive power, massive wisdom, massive love of beauty and complexity and yet order and systematization. He's displaying so much about his nature in the creation. But also in the creation, he was given the opportunity by virtue of the creation of man to display something he would not otherwise be able to display, and that is his grace and his mercy. And so he did it to put his glory on display, the glory of his creation and the glory of his redemption. You could also say that he did it in order to provide a bride for his son. As I've told you before, and I used to think that I'd never read this anywhere, and it just hit me when I was studying the scripture that God one day said to the Son that he loved him with a perfect love and said, "I love you so much, I want to give you a gift, and so I'm going to create and I'm going to redeem out of humanity a bride for you, and I'm going to bring that bride to glory, and that bride will be clothed in righteousness and holiness forever, and that bride will bear your image, and that bride will worship you and adore you and serve you forever and ever, and that's my love gift to you as a son." This glorious plan of God to give to his beloved, the second member of the Trinity, an expression of love, of eternal divine love, by granting to him a redeemed humanity who would reflect his glory and serve him and praise him forever. What an immense thought. What a glorious thought. And that's bound up in the purpose of God in creation. Well, I hadn't read that anywhere until I discovered, a little discouraging, a 12th century writer, Richard of St. Victor, in his classic De Trinitate, he captures the gist of this tremendous truth. He teaches that the infinite God the Father so loved God, the equally infinite Son, that he brought into being ex nihilo, a finite material world, to be peopled with creatures in the likeness of his Son, in order that as the Son's bride, they could share in the beatitude of the divine life in a way appropriate to finite creatures in God's personal image. To provide a beautiful bride for his Son, the Eternal Father created an entire universe, and in it a world which previously had no existence whatsoever, as the nursery and the home in which the bride would be reared. Such a stupendous gift from the Father to the Son required an absolute creation out of nothing. That's what he taught, and he was right.
Now that you've heard from John, let us know what you think. Go to gty.org/audioblog and leave your comment. Again, that's gty.org/audioblog. Thanks for listening.